Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, Ask Me Anything, where we put your questions to people working in maybe an unusual background or from an interesting career. Today I'm chatting to Kevin Keyes, who's the Irish and British Superbike Champion. Kevin, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good, yeah. Thanks.
You might explain, first of all, what is superbiking, super sport, pro champion? What is it?
So basically, it's a superbike and super sport are two different categories of motorbikes. Superbike is a 1,000cc machine. Super sport is a 600cc machine. So both bikes, well capable of big bike, the 1,000cc, capable of doing 200 mile an hour, and the 600 capable of doing excess of 170 mile an hour. So two quite quick machines, and that's what we race.
Yeah. So it's effectively when we watch, and a lot of our listeners will be aware of, you know, we often see it, it's televised and even on social media. It's motorbike racing, but it's the super speed racing level, really, isn't it?
Yeah. So, like, you know, there's loads of different motorbike racing. You know, there's motocross, there's mini motos, there's enduro, there's track racing, and there's road racing. And I raced short circuits up until last year. I still had done until last year, but I made the move to road racing, which is racing on closed public roads. So that's what I've done now. I've competed in the International Northwest 200 event up north, and the world famous race, the Isle of Man TT races also too. I made my debut there last year. So
how did you get into this?
So basically, my dad, he has had bikes as far back as I can remember, and never raced or anything, but just always had his friends around with bikes, and you know, I knew no different. I loved them, and when I was two years and 9 months, Santi brought me my first motorbike, and
you've been interested ever since.
Ever since then, we've been two wheels mad.
Fantastic. And like, I imagine the very obvious question you're always asked is, I mean, like, the risk with this must be just huge.
Yeah, of course. You know, there's a risk, like everything, you know, there's a risk in everything in life.
The risk would be fairly higher at this was surely.
Yeah, of course. You know, that's there, but at the end of the day, it's something I love doing, and I don't really think of that aspect of it. I just get on with the job and have fun.
Yeah. Is there a big community of sort of the superbike racing in Ireland?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, there's so many different bike clubs. You know, there's bike meets most weekends. Then we have the bike races, which brings a lot of fans together. And, you know, even the paddock life inside a motorbike weekend is electric. You know, I love it. It's one big community. It's like a big family. You know, you're going away from home, but you feel like you're still at home. You know, it's amazing, and has such a big following too. And it's something that I'd love other people to get involved in, or maybe people who've never seen it before, come and just watch, because it's exciting, to say the least.
Well, a lot of questions coming in from listeners today. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. If you have a question for Kevin about, well, superbike racing, whatever your query, send in your voice notes to us on WhatsApp. We have a lot of questions coming in for you. First one is from Elaine.
Hi, I'm just ringing in with a question for the superbike champion today. I'm just wondering, have you ever had any really bad falls off the bike? And if you have, how do you make yourself get back up on a bike afterwards?
Good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. And yeah, of course, I've had a couple of crashes. Nothing too bad, you know, what I call not too bad, and what a listener probably called too bad is,
like, what?
You know, I've broke my wrist twice. Once needing a bit of surgery to get plates in. I've lost the tip of them two fingers, as you can see there. But nothing really mad. This, like, you know, I've been lucky compared to some other riders to suffer the injuries, and to get back on a bike again, I don't know. I don't think about it. You know, a crash is a crash. It's part of it. You get up, you go again, and you know, if you're afraid, you'll never get any faster. Yeah. So to me, a crash isn't a big deal.
You're obviously, though, I know from looking at pictures of you when you're racing, like you're wearing a huge amount of protective gear, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I wear the best protection in the game. You know, Cotter motorcycles from Ballymount, they supply me on my kit, you know, 4SR leathers, Pharma boots, Shark helmets. They're all 5-star rated, you know, and for us racers to get scrutineered and to start a weekend race, and our kit has to meet a certain standard and CE approved, and you know, our helmets are FIM, which is World Championship spec helmets, and yeah, no, our gear is top notch.
Okay, another question in from Seamus.
Good afternoon. My question relates to the concentration levels that are essential to race motorbikes. It must be mentally exhausting. What kind of temperament does a person need to be a good superbike racer? We all know that motorcycle racing is a very dangerous sport. How would you feel if your teenage son or daughter came home and said they wanted to be a superbike racer?
Yeah, so my mind frame is always going calm, you know, try and be as relaxed as I can. I love garage atmosphere, you know, I've a brilliant team around me, you know, Darkcore Racing, they give me the best of everything. So our garage atmosphere is really based around me. It's nice and chilled out. The boys will have a chat with me, but they also know when I come close to getting ready to get on that bike and do the job, I always sit back for 5 minutes, sit on my own, have a little think, just prepare the mindset and just relax. You know, I always find that when I'm relaxed and happy, I'm at my fastest and most chilled out on the bike. But, you know, when to get back to the question of if my son came and asked me, could he ride at a teenager? I'd say, yeah, absolutely. You know, my son Caden there now, he's 3 years of age. And he absolutely loves bikes. You know, we have him a little electric revy bike there now that he flies around the house on, and he loves coming to the races. And I just hope that if he wants to do it, he wants to do it. I'll never force my son or my daughter now, as I have a daughter, Khaleesi. I'll never force either of them to do motorbike racing,
yeah,
just because I love it.
They're interested. She's...
But if they wanted to do it, absolutely, yeah. I'd back them 110%.
Okay. Do you need just to follow up on Seamus's question? Like, is it the sort of adrenaline junkie type personality? Is that who's typically into this, or totally opposite?
Definitely. You know, it brings massive buzz of adrenaline, you know, and it gives you a feeling like no other, you know. When we're racing together, I trust everyone that's around me on track. You know, we're racing inches apart. Like, you know, even the last round of the championship this year, it came down to the last race of who won the championship. And me and my closest rival in the super sport race was Oisin Maher. We touched each other going into one of the corners, like literally banged off each other, you know. Nice. And that is like living, you know. To me, that's amazing.
Right, okay. We've another question from Ben.
Hi, Kevin. I have a 9-year-old son who is obsessed with superbikes. I just wondered, is there a club he can get involved in? And what age can he start driving these bikes?
That's great. You know, it's great to hear that kids love it. You know, I loved it as a kid. So to see kids come through gives me good passion. And yeah, of course, if he wanted to get involved, there's actually a club there now, the Irish Mini Bike Championship, which run an Irish championship in Ireland from kids. I think they start racing at 5 or 6 on little Bam Bam bikes, little 90cc bikes, and they can progress the whole way through. And once you turn 12, I think it is now, you can get your short circuit license to race at Lakes and Mandela Park, and you can do assessment days and stuff. And yeah, of course, you know, I like helping young kids come through. I've helped many kids come through, and I think it's cool because when I was younger, I looked up to the faster guys and got help, so I like giving back too. So of course, if your kid was interested. And
yeah. So where can you find the details? Sorry, those are online.
There's Facebook pages, IMC, Irish Mini Bike Championship, Instagram pages, you know, check them out. And of course, if you ever wanted to get any more information, you can contact me on my social medias at Kevin Keys Racing on Facebook or Kev Keys 5 on Instagram. You know, drop me a follow and get in touch, because I could point you in the right direction and maybe help out.
Yeah, another question from Sarah.
I was just wondering, does it make driving normal cars feel really boring, or do you then feel really relaxed? Thanks.
That's a great question.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, it does, you know. Compared to like when I'd done my first road races, you know, at Cookstown or Northwest and going to the Isle of Man, we're going down these roads at 180, 190 mile an hour, touching 200 in places, and to get back in the car and try and drive at 50 kilometres an hour.
You're probably driving home, you see, are you, from these races?
Yeah, we drive there and drive home. So that same road that we've just raced down at 190 mile an hour to get back in and do the speed limit is boring.
Yeah, it's I imagine that must be a bit of a change, all right. In well, not just obviously in the speed, but in every form of mentality. We have another question from Maeve.
I'm just wondering, does your family worry a lot?
Yeah, you know, it obviously gives them a little bit of worry. You know, it's more so now that I'm competing in road racing. You know, short circuits is obviously a good bit safer, but they worry, but they back me 100%. And like, you know, I've a good head at my shoulders. I know what I'm capable of, and I know that guys I race, the classes I'm in, they're all quite professional and they understand, and we all trust each other. So now, obviously, you know, if my son says to me tomorrow we're going to go racing, I'm going to be nervous. You know, I'm a motorcycle racer myself. I know what it's like being on the bike, but if my son was doing it, I'd be nervous too. So
yeah, it's probably harder watching, is it? Than
yeah, definitely. You know, I've helped friends in the past who went road racing, and then you're nervous for them until they come back. But when you're doing it, it's the best buzz in the world.
Looking forward to seeing you at Portrush at the Northwest 200 in a couple of weeks, as Frank in Galway, with the sunshine as usual. Another question, can you please ask Kevin, did he look up to the likes of Michael Dunlop when he first started the road racing?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Joey Dunlop and his father, Robert, you know, they were probably a bit before me. The road racing heroes for our generation is like some Michael, you know, and he's an inspiration to us all. You know, he's the most successful ever Isle of Man TT rider right now, and the form that Michael's in, he's going to keep extending that record, and I don't think it'll ever be touched. You know, I think he's going to be the GOAT, as they call it, the greatest of all time forever. And yeah, it's cool. You know, I'm racing on the same track as Michael now, and I've raced Michael on short circuits, and I've beat him around Mandela, but you know, when we get to the road race scene, he's so fast. You know, he passed me at Cookstown last year and just blew my mind how fast he can ride a bike on the roads.
Another question from Molly.
Hi Kevin, being a superbike driver sounds dangerous. Do you ever get scared?
No, that's it.
Really?
Short and sweet. Yeah, no, I don't get scared. I've always had the mentality that if you're scared, you'll never be good, because you'd be afraid to do what it takes to be good. And I'm confident in myself. I love what I do. I obviously get the butterflies and the nervous feelings and that, yeah. But as soon as you flick that visor down and it's closed, it's you and the helmet on your own, and you're doing the job and you're out there racing, it's no better feeling in the world.
I'm assuming that when you talk about the road racing, it's pretty similar to the road rally racing, where the roads are obviously closed off for the circuit of the race. And
exact same as the rallies. You know, it's closed off. The organisers, event organisers, do a great job of putting out hay bales and protective barriers and poles and hedges and walls. And it's effectively a motorbike racing short or racing circuit. Then it's closed, it's private, and but it's public.
Yeah. Just one final question: is there any hope the insurance issue will get sorted out so clubs can run events this year? Asks this texter.
Yeah, I've been talking to a few different clubs and speaking to actually Stacey Wogan, who's trying to promote the sport as well, with Support the Sport Facebook page. She's trying to help our AI, the Road Racing Alliance of Ireland, so they're hoping to get something sorted. I just seen on Facebook last night that the Motorcycling Ireland and the Road Racing Alliance of Ireland have met and had a meeting, and it seemed to go well. So hopefully, yeah, there's something in the pipeline.
Yeah, because I imagine that it's obviously pretty difficult to get insurance, is it?
Yeah, at the minute they haven't got a policy. You know, there's obviously it's the risk factor of what it takes, and the money, I think, is excessive, $1 million at the minute, to try and get a cover for all disciplines of motorsport, motorbike racing. So yeah, I think there is something in the pipeline. All clubs, you know, Motorcycling Ireland included, are really, really working hard. So yeah.
When's the next competition?
So I'm out first time this year, next weekend at Bishop's Court for a little shakedown test with the team. We go from there, then is the first road race, Cookstown, a week after. 2 weeks after that, then we go to Northwest 200, and then 2 weeks after that, it's at the Isle of Man TT.
All right, okay. Well, listen, best of luck with it all, Kevin. Thanks a million.
Thank you very much.
Not at all for coming in to join us today to answer our listeners' questions. That's Kevin Keyes, current Superbike and Supersport Pro Champion, and also Isle of Man TT road racer. Appreciate your time, Kevin, here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.